Internet News. Good morning. I'm Jason Taylor. All lanes of westbound Interstate 70 in St. Louis closed for several hours last night after a pedestrian was fatally struck in the roadway. Police say a woman was hit by a car. She was knocked down, then was run over by two other cars. Convicted triple killer Mark Christensen has been put to death by lethal injection at the Missouri State Prison in Bon Terre. Brian Howsworth reports.
Christensen was executed by lethal injection Tuesday night, pronounced dead at 7:05 p.m., after being injected by lethal injection, a single drug protocol that utilizes pentobarbital. Governor Greitens declined to issue a clemency request. He rejected it, and the U.S. Supreme Court also declined to get involved in the case on Tuesday evening. Mark Christensen's head was tilted towards the left. I saw him mouth the words, "I love you," at least twice, appeared to be twice, to a couple of family members who were off to his left behind the glass. He was convicted of killing Susan Brooke and her two children, Adrian and Kyle. They were 12 and 9 respectively. The murders happened in Marys County in central Missouri in January 1998. In Bon Terre, I'm Brian Helsworth for Missouri Net.
A Missouri House committee is being asked to strengthen penalties against those who harm or attempt to attack first responders. Bill Speaker Nick Schroer tells St. Louis Republican Shamed Dogan that he hopes tougher punishment discourages individuals from attacking law enforcement.
The simple act of firing a gun at somebody and missing shouldn't cut you loose from criminal prosecution.
This isn't firing a gun, though. This is
it's swinging.
Taking a swing.
Absolutely.
So I take a swing and I get a year in prison, year to four?
That's what you'd be facing.
The committee has not yet voted on the proposal. And a newly filed lawsuit says the St. Louis system created for parking revenue collection should be scratched. Retired city attorney wants the entire system tossed because it's not being handled by the streets department. A male victim shot in the face while driving on I-70 in North St. Louis last night. KMOV reports he was conscious and breathing when he was taken to a hospital at about 8 p.m. President Trump's action on the environment being used by the Missouri Sierra Club to stress its issues in the state. The organization opposes Trump's pick of Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt to head the Environmental Protection Agency. Pruitt's noted for suing the EPA 14 times. Sierra Club member Dr. John Kissel says only the federal agency has fought to keep Missouri's air clean after the state failed to properly regulate utilities such as Ameren.
We've relied a lot on the EPA as the only one that's been willing to stand up to Ameren, and now they're going to be gutted.
U.S. Senate's expected to vote on Pruitt's nomination today. Missouri's Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill indicated she'll vote against confirmation, while Republican Roy Blunt will support the choice. And two women have been charged with burglary in connection with the shooting death of a 19-year-old Springfield man at a home last week. That's news. I'm Jason Taylor on Missouri Net.